Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, what's happening, everyone? Hope you enjoyed this show that's about to come up. Before we get to it, just want to give you all a heads up about Redmen Plus, the ultimate Liverpool streaming service. If you want more Liverpool content, both in video and podcast form, head over to redmenplus.com, sign up, and you'll get even more amazing Redmen content every single day. I promise you will not regret it. It is absolutely fantastic. Hope you enjoy this show.
How was that?
If I would be a player 6 weeks, but I'm not.
So, no, dear boys, top of the training, he looks good, not ready for the game, but is doing more and more, so waiting for him joining team training again, pretty much same for Nabi. See, that's it, pretty much. Okay, long-term injuries, seven budget, stuff like this there, of course not most.
Obviously, there's been a lot said after the game, and the PGMOL released a statement saying Paul Tierney acted in a professional manner throughout. Are you now able to clarify what was said between the two of you and what further thoughts have you had and what you had to say post-match?
Yeah, so the whole situation is... Oh, it shouldn't have happened at all. That's how it is. Was out of emotion, was out of anger in that moment. Never a good... leader for the things you do. That's why I celebrated the way I celebrated. There was a situation with a foul on Mo. No foul, but in my view, and the foul was whistled, was direct in front of my eyes, so I saw it was no foul. But he whistled it anyway, free kick, not a free kick. And then the goal, and a minute later we score. So that's usually a moment where you should just be happy about that you can score. Could score a goal, but unfortunately I was still kind of angry. That leaded to the way I celebrated. I didn't say anything wrong. I was shouting without you, it doesn't even make a lot of sense, but that was all. I couldn't get really close to the fourth official, which was that turn in this direction was already not right, and I didn't want to get close to him, not at all. It was just because then I felt my muscle. So that's it, pretty much. Then we scored, I'm set, and then Paul Tierney came over to me. And I didn't expect at all a red card, to be honest. I know I had a red card not too long ago, and I didn't expect for a second a red card because I didn't feel that was right. I expected a yellow card in that moment. And he said to me, for me it's a red card. But because of him, that's what I understood. So it was loud in the stadium, but because of him, it's yellow. Show me yellow card, smiles in my face, that's it. I didn't, red card for what? So that's how I left, stood there, left. Then game goes on, final whistle, we go inside. Tried to calm down, didn't work out properly. Go into all the interviews. And then in the interview, I said what I said, and the things which were made of belonging what Paul Tierney said to me, I didn't say. Oh, I said, I think everybody knows it, meanwhile, but I said, probably because you can find it out. I said that I had, what he said to me was not okay. So, and actually, I thought it's not okay because it was not a red card in my view. So that's it. And then the things happened. So, and I understand, I opened the box with that. Was not intentionally, but obviously I opened it. Your colleague stepped into it and wanted me to carry on. So he said all these words like, was inappropriate or whatever. I don't know what kind of words he used, but and I didn't respond to that. Now I stop it here. And maybe I should have said in that moment just, okay, he said to me it was a red card and I didn't think it was a red card, stuff like this. But then from that moment on, I realized I opened a box which I didn't want to open and stopped talking there about that. And that's one of the things what happened. Was the rest. The rest was the things I said, how I feel, about the how I felt in that moment about Paul Tierney missing our games. I know he's not. I'm very sure he's not doing it intentionally. But we have a history, and I cannot deny that. And I wish I'm not a resentful person. Not at all. Not at all. I think it's a waste of time. I had to go get over so many things in my life, and I get over them. But obviously. These kind of things would happen in the past in decisive games for us, if we were involved or not. They happened. Of course, they didn't happen intentionally, but they're still there. So, and that's a feeling, nothing else. So that's what I said. And I know that obviously the refs were really angry about what I said and go now for it. I heard I was lying and stuff like this that I said that I never did. I did a lot of things that day, but didn't lie. I shouldn't have said a couple of things, but lying was not involved in that. So that's pretty much the situation.
Has there been a conversation, or will there be a conversation with Paul Tierney, with Howard Webb, to kind of smooth the situation over? I'm just thinking as well, there's been an incident this season with Andy Robertson, where obviously you got together with the PGMOL and Andy and the assistant referee on that occasion, and that was sorted out in that way. Is that a similar process to go through here?
I don't know. It's not in my hands what's going on now. We won a game, football game 4-3 in a very spectacular manner, and the only headlines we had I created, and I really regret that. It's absolutely not necessary, and that's really not how it should be. I gave you all the opportunity, not your fault, to write everything. Everybody had to say about it and these kind of things, and that's okay. But I have no clue what's happening now. We expect any kind of reaction because everybody tells us that something will come. But we didn't hear yet from neither FA nor from the refs or anybody else.
You mentioned the result. It's now 6 games and beaten, 4 wins on the bounce. What level as a team do you feel you're reaching as you continue to ask the question of those teams above you?
We don't really, because they win their games as well. So there's nothing changed there. For us, important. I think the last game showed pretty much everything. Showed our situation, so we are capable of doing really good stuff. Meanwhile, really good stuff, liked it a lot, starting the game, stuff like this. Misunderstood the score sheet slightly, put the foot off the gas, wrong thing against Tottenham. Obviously, game opened up a lot. We had still much more possession, but they had now really chances, crossbar, post, all these kind of things, scored their goals. That we let that happen, we were guilty for that. That we could turn it around again, all credit to the boys that they did that. That Jogo had that nose to realize what will happen and be in the best possible position to finish the situation off. So that's football games. But I can imagine that's in short turnarounds between the games we have to. It's easy to build that we want to, or clear that we want to build on the good stuff. And that was really good, like really good. And to sort the things we didn't do well in football, 2 yards changed the world. And that these 2 yards, we were too far away from pretty much everybody in these moments. And that's why everything, the whole game changed. And that's it, pretty much.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If there was to be a punishment, will you fight it? Will you accept it?
To be honest, with all the things now which is which made up, it's like I probably have to expect the punishment because I didn't. I think the refs think that I question integrity of the thing. If in a moment when I'm calm sitting here, I don't do. Of course not. But in a moment, I just describe my feelings. And if you go through the situations, there are some situations. Funny enough, the red card I received against City was pretty much the same spot, same player, Mo Salah involved. There, Bernardo Silva, clear foul. Everybody probably in the stadium thought that's a foul. No, we don't whistle it. Carry on. Now everyone in the stadium thought that's no foul. Oh, we whistle it. What's that? So you see it probably. If it's on the other side, I don't see it. It's not that I'm in each situation a game on the tree. So and go mad or whatever. I cannot say anything about it. So we have to wait what they will come back with.
Two more, if I may. Diaz back, scoring a goal.
What a goal!
Moment for him.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Great, super. He already the game before when he came on, he was. A really nice watch. We gave him now hopefully enough time that everything can settle. So he's in training for a while, started really well in training, and then how it is after long-term injuries, you can see like the power level decreased slightly, and then they lack the sharpness here and there, and that's where we just let him be, let him go through this, and so now we picked him first time for the first lineup, and it was top that he cannot play 90 minutes was clear. But for long spells and as long as he was on the pitch, he was really, really strong. So very good news for us.
Can you give us your thoughts on Fulham? It was a fantastic game back in August. What are you expecting from them?
Fantastic game from Fulham. I thought we were fantastic as well. I can't remember that, but maybe we were not there. Yeah. Great season. Unbelievable football that Mark was doing there. Last year we were in London when he became manager of the year from the championship, congratulated each other. So a super colleague, really smart guy. What he did there, unbelievable. Now still performing, but the results are not there anymore, as much as before maybe. Injuries now, but the way he sets the team up, the way they play, the players they brought in, super interesting, built a really, really, really good side. We will be aware, or we are aware of how good they are, especially if we let them be, and we have to make sure that they cannot be at their best. That's the first job to do.
Yeah, again, on the face of it, it's every manager's dream to have the array of attacking talent that you've got at your disposal at the moment. Mo Salah, Cody Gakpo, Diogo Jota, Luis Diaz, Nunez, Roberto Firmino coming back from injury. But how much of a challenge is it to select the right three for each specific game? And obviously, rotation comes into it and form and different sort of players coming back from injuries. But is it a case of certain games for certain players, you know, at this stage of the season?
I never thought it was a real challenge, to be honest. If you have only three players and you want to play with three strikers, then it's pretty easy to line them up. Of course, if you have a fourth one, then you have to make decisions. If a fifth one, they have to make decisions. That's what we do. That's not a, I wouldn't say that's a challenge. That's just a job to do. And in our situation, Bobby is out, and Diogo struggles. He got in the West Ham game, not in the back, this bruised rib. Could not train before the game, but could play without injection or whatever. Could play, but got another knock immediately when he came on. So maybe you might have seen the celebrations of Diogo. He was sitting down pretty slowly. So didn't train since then. So that's one is a doubt. You asked about injuries. Forgot that. There is a doubt at least, but I hope he can recover until tomorrow night. Apart from that, it's a normal situation. Of course, you need more players than you have positions, and then boys have to always the possibility to show that they should start, could start, or whatever. And I have to make decision about how it would fit the best for the specific opponent.
Sunday's game showed the good, the bad, and the indifferent from what we've seen through a lot of the season from Liverpool. But to establish a three-goal lead and then, as you mentioned before, take your foot off the gas. Is that, you know, a need now for the players to remind them, because they've done it so often in the past that you just cannot do that?
I think actually we more often didn't do it. We put the foot off the gas more often than the other way around. But yes, from time to time it happens. I think the main problem was that we were that good in the first part of the game that it just put us on the wrong path. So pathway, that's it. That's how we go, and forgot what we had to do that we got in these good positions, because the way we played was absolutely exceptional in the beginning. How we controlled it, everybody saw the setup of Tottenham, pretty defensive, going for counter-attack, and in these first 15-20 minutes there was not counter-attacking, nothing, because if we lost the ball we won it back immediately. We kept playing again. So I would like to let the positives outweigh the negatives, to be honest, because it's just more important. The negatives were obvious as well, what we didn't do right, and that we have to do that better is clear. But the good stuff I wouldn't take for granted, because it was exceptional, and that's what we have to do again, because as I said, this is the start for something new, and that will not stop at the last match day this season. It will have to continue next season, and that's why I take what I get and work with it. But the first part was that good that I was really pleased with that.
Thank you.
Diego.
Hi.
All season there's been so much outside noise surrounding the team and how they're doing. Are you confident that this latest noise that's been generated from the outside won't affect performances or players or anyone?
What outside noise?
Well, obviously the headlines that have all been created over the weekend after what's happened with you and the officials, and there's a lot more scrutiny on you and the team, or there will be, I think, now. But they've
coped with all that. I think there will be more scrutiny on the team.
I think there'll be more scrutiny on you and the club in general. But the players have dealt with all the outside noise.
There's one good thing, I prefer much that I'm in that situation than any player, for example. So we will see that, but I can't see that will now have any influence on the team. So that's it.
If you want more, an extra Red Men podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Red Men Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Red Men Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.